He is one of the greatest Indian chiefs ever to lead his tribes in peace and battle. Interestingly, two different towns claim his burial spot. We'll hit the road to track down the story from the heart of the Dakotas, next on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Kim Ulmer is a rancher who spent most of his life in the Dakotas. He enjoys sharing historical stories of the area, including the importance of one specific spot on his ranch.
My family purchased the ranch, and this Rattlesnake Butte is on it. It's the highest point in this area, and the Native Americans back in the days would use it for smoke signals. And so it's also a religious spot where they would go there for religious ceremonies and hold sun dances and that type of thing.
Sitting Bull was born near Mobridge, South Dakota. He died near Fort Yates, North Dakota, and the latter town is where he was buried until residents in Mobridge moved his grave near his place of birth.
He was born in this area, and he was famous for his battle with Custer, of course. And then later on, they was in Canada, and then he ended up at the Standing Rock Reservation.
Some people still contend that Fort Yates has Sitting Bull's grave. A monument sits atop the burial spot in Mobridge, though, in his honor.
I'm not going to say which way it was, but, you know, the nice thing about it is that he was being honored in some way, and that it is respected, is well taken care of here. And there's a lot of people that got to know Sitting Bull a lot better because he's on a main highway.
That bust of Sitting Bull sits atop a bluff overlooking the Missouri River and the town of Mobridge.
The man passed away, but he's sure getting some attention in this area, and so are the Native Americans due to it. And so I hope they're blessed by it. You know, if something was done wrong at that time, I hope something turned around and turned out to be good for it.
Kim Ulmer is a cattleman that truly respects the heritage of his land and sharing the stories of those who lived here before him. Traveling the countryside in Mobridge, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.